You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments Into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive great outcomes in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about how we can control how we respond to things in our life and how we can take back ownership and we can take back control over things that might seem like we don't have much that we can do about it. And this came up because this week at work, there was a few things that happened that felt like they were out of my control, felt like they were out of anybody's control, and got to see a couple of different responses to those things from different people at work. And sometimes things do happen that are outside of our control that we really can't do much about. But what we can always do is we can always choose how we respond to those things. And sometimes, and I think this is where many of us feel more comfortable, it's what we've done for most of our lives in school and at work and wherever else we've been in our life, is we've seen things and we've just said, well, that's just the way that things are. We let ourselves listen to and hear those things and just say, well, there's nothing I can do except for keep my head down, keep doing my best and see what happens. And all I can really do is my best anyway. And what will be, right? I mean, que sera, sera. And that is an approach that I think many of us have taken and will probably continue to take throughout our lives because it's what we know and it's what we're taught and it's what we're familiar and comfortable with. And it's easy to convince ourselves that it's true, that the only thing that we can do is wait and see and work hard and see what will happen. But the reality is that when we see things happening around us, we choose what we do next. We get to choose, do I want to sit and take a wait and see approach? Do I want to just watch this play out and see how it goes? Or we can take a more proactive approach and we can say, nope, not putting up with this anymore, not doing this today. I'm out of here. I'm changing this. I'm changing everything. I'm gonna move. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna work harder. I'm gonna change positions. I'm gonna change majors. I'm gonna whatever the thing is. And you can say, nope, I'm not putting up with this anymore. Doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, doesn't smell right to me, or don't want to fight it, don't want to deal with it, don't want to push it anymore. And we can go do something completely different. Or we can also just take a break, pause for a minute, look at the options, see what's out there, and look at things and say, which one of these things really aligns best with my long-term outlook? Which one of these things is best for me and my family and how can in my future, and how can I make decisions that best align with what I want my future to look like? And all of those things are possible options, and they all have dramatically different outcomes for how we feel about it. We may end up in the same place regardless of what we choose, but we at least can feel like we're in control of it if we make the choice to be in control of our own responses, of our own actions and reactions to the things that happen around us, which can be a tough thing to learn to do and to trust ourselves enough to be willing to do, to take the big step if it's needed, or to not take a step if that's what's needed. And sometimes it's best to stop and learn the lesson and stay in the place that maybe is hard or uncomfortable as we're working through it, because there's lessons to be learned, there's skills to be gained, there's something new and interesting and exciting that can come from it. And if we just always choose to leave immediately, we always choose to go do something else, we'll never get that lesson, that skill, that strength that we need to really achieve our long-term goals. And so that's something that, as this was occurring and as I'm looking at it, I was thinking about what a great analogy for the way that life works for us is that you can see what happens when people take different choices, when you have the opportunity to see something that affects a variety of people. You can see how people respond and what the outcomes are and how those things work. And that's what I'm trying to use as a lesson for myself this week. And I want to share that with you, is that just because you see something happening doesn't mean that it just has to happen and you can only stand by and watch and wait and see. You can choose to look at what's going on around you and you can say, okay, here is the lesson that I can learn from this, or here is the change that I can make that will change this outcome. Here are the steps that I can take that will drive me a little bit closer to the goal that I'm trying to get to the place that I want to be. Or you can simply accept it as what will be, and I'm just going to see how this works. I don't have control over my life. I don't have the opportunity to change anything or make anything happen. All that I'm going to do is just wait and see because, well, I'm just here in this anyway. I'm just a role player in this life. It's I don't get to decide. There's too many bigger forces going on out there that I don't have any control over, so I'm just going to play my role and wait and see what the director gives me for my next line. And that will leave all of us, any of us, feeling just disempowered and frustrated about what's going on around us, because sometimes things will work out great and then it will feel like you're on the right path and you're doing good things and, hey, this is great. See, I'm doing the right thing. But inside, you know that you're really just a recipient. You're not taking the action. You're not driving the results. You're just accepting the results as they come along. And so while that's an approach, and it's what I think many people do, I know that I've done it many times in my life, it's not what we have to do. We don't have to just sit and accept that stuff is going to happen and we can't do anything about it. And we're just bit players. We're just non-playable characters in this game of life, that we can only accept the things that happen around us. And we don't have any control or say or insight into what's going to happen. Or we can look at it and we can say, I see a situation that I don't feel comfortable with, that I don't like the way that it's going. I don't like the outcomes that I'm seeing. I don't like the feelings that I have, or the impact that this is having on me and my family, and we can make a choice to do something different. We can change what we're doing in our life. We can make a big dramatic change and we can shift and we can say, this isn't right. I need to do something different. I need to get to a different situation, a different place. I need to do something different. I need to take that control and move and change and do something that's different. And I need to get to a new place as quickly as I can, because this isn't the place for me. This isn't the place that I thought that I was going. This isn't the outcome that I was working for. This is something that's totally out of line with what my goals are. And I need to change this, take a dramatic step and do something that's big and impactful to shake up my life and do something that's different. And that's a great way, if that's really the truth, if that's where you're at and what you feel. Don't be so afraid that you won't be able to control it anyway to take that step. Take the step that you know is right for you. If you feel in your heart and you know in your mind that that step is right for you, to make that big change, to take that big step, then don't wait and see. Don't take the time to see what happens and let it play out a little longer and watch the world turn. Take the step that you need to take that you know is best for you, that you know gets you closer to the outcomes that you want to. Or the third possible thing that you can do, and I'm sure that there's 1,000 other approaches, but the third one that I saw is you can also say, hey, this is a thing that I can learn from. This is where I need to grow and develop and do better. And so, no, I'm not just going to let this happen, but I'm going to be an active participant in what's going on right now. I'm going to step in and I'm going to do my best to learn these lessons and take these steps in a way that's meaningful and important for me and my life and my future, because I know that where I'm trying to get to, I can see it and I can see how these lessons, how this experience can help me to get there, can help me to drive towards these outcomes, can get me a little bit closer to where I want to be in my life by working through this and by sticking this out and pushing a little bit harder in a new and creative way. to try and accomplish something that I wouldn't have been able to accomplish otherwise by taking a step that puts us into an uncomfortable situation that drives us to do something that will help us to get to where our ultimate goal is and to do the things that we want to achieve. And so as you're going into your week, as you're going into your month or your year, and you're looking at the things that are going around you, stop feeling trapped. You don't have to do that. The only thing that keeps you trapped there is yourself. You have the option to take yourself and make that big, bold change and do something dramatically different and do something that will change everything immediately and will have a huge short-term impact. Or you can do something that will help you to learn from what you're doing and help you to grow and develop and build the skills that you need to take that next step so that you'll be ready and prepared and equipped when it comes and you can be deliberate and intentional about everything that you're doing. Or you can just wait and see what happens, and then you'll feel trapped and stuck by whatever the result is, and somebody else will keep in control of your future as long as you continue to make that choice. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening. Hope you picked up something useful this week. If you liked what you heard, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.